Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. It's the 16th of September. It's 2023, and I need to take a shower. Look at that. Look at that. Getting old ain't for pussies. This is from putting rear shocks on my truck yesterday. And I don't know what this is, but my skin is like paper. My father has it. I know a farmer out on the Oregon coastline that has it. I know 15 people in Virginia, Kentucky, Georgia that have it. I have no idea what this is, but if you bump into something, you bruise, and if you happen to bump into it again, it bleeds like a stuffed pig. It's horrible. At any rate, I'm in a hotel room. Can you tell? Yeah, I am. I'm going to meet up with a buddy of mine who is a special forces guy out of Fort Carson, and hopefully we can get a couple of video clips out of this guy, if possible. He's a good guy. He's still active duty, and he's very reluctant to go on camera. But he's awake, and so isn't his wife, and because she's from Poland. People in America aren't brainwashed like people in America. You know what I'm saying? It's people in other countries aren't obese. People in other countries aren't addicted to medications. They're not eating dollar food, etc. And they actually have educations in other countries, unlike here. But I will digress on that. One of my subscribers hit me with this morning. Because they did the fireman's memorial for 9/11. And without getting into the politics of it, it was very cool that he gave me these things. He was a subscriber for a long time. I've got subscribers from the Department of Defense, the FBI, state, local, NASA, all sorts of subscribers. People that are pilots, people that are wealthy, people that are dirt poor. Doesn't matter. The only issue is, the people in prominent positions like the DOD, Special Forces, FBI, etc., they could help, but they get absolutely smited if they have anything to say. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I don't know how any of this is ever going to get turned around, because it ain't. It ain't going to get turned around, and these guys are getting ready to drop another variant of COVID. I'll tell you what. I didn't get the shot first time, and I ain't taking the shot this time. I didn't mask up the first time, and I ain't masking up this time. I can't even possibly imagine that Americans will fall for this again, but I'm still, to this day, watching people walking around wearing face masks. Just because they want to. It's strange. But let me get into this, because this is horrific. But before I do, get your money out of the bank. You see this right here? I already showed you months and months ago the email from my subscriber that got $30,000 in free silver. She turned her IRA and 401k into gold and silver, had it sent to her, and because of the amount that she did it or whatever, the amount that she did with these guys, I don't even know how to explain it. She ended up getting $30,000, and she emailed me with her real name, and I've used it in a video before. Get your money out of the bank right away. Because these guys are getting away with this entire Agenda 2030 thing with flying colors. They already shut down Las Vegas. At the casinos, all of a sudden you had to use cash. Last time I was out here, you couldn't use cash. You had to use a card. Now you had to use cash because all the ATMs were down. And right now, I'm getting videos from people all over the place that are seeing the exact same type of lightning that I saw. Remember that? And other strange anomalies. That video footage was from my buddy Ivan. He's called Mexican Gunslinger on YouTube, but I met him out in California, him and his wife and his kids, and they were absolutely adorable. This dude and his wife almost cried when they met me, which just totally freaked me out. But it is what it is. Oh my goodness, I put my hands together. I must be in the Illuminati, but we just have a really terrible health plan. You see what I'm saying? It's ridiculous, but whatever. Check this out. This is on Hal Turner's website, halturnerradioshow.com. Usually I don't listen to Hal Turner, but this right here is huge. The CDC admits to 120,000 children. 120,000 children died suddenly after the COVID-19 vaccine rollout. On June 17, 2022, the FDA authorized emergency use of the mRNA COVID vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer. Both places I just found out that my uncle, that I loved as much as my father, worked for. I had no idea. He worked for them building buildings. He wasn't a scientist. He wasn't involved with it. He just was making money where he could. And it sucked. It just sucked. It kind of broke my heart. But all the information's right here. I already read this, so you can download this yourself. But it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Everything we told you literally did happen, and now they're coming out and saying it with all the numbers for the mortality by weeks, all lined up right here for everyone to see. And yet, they're going to do this all over again with another variation, which is incredibly crazy to me, and using their Aleister Crowley Satanist type of verbiage and terminology. You like that? You like that? It is top of my head. Verbiage and terminology. This is the name of it. Wow, look at that name. Huh? What a weird name. The new variant, as told by John Hopkins, a Bloomberg School of Public Health. Does that name make any sense? Does that name ring a bell whatsoever at all? Do you see the phoenix rising off the top of the earth? Bloomberg. John Hopkins used to be legit, because if you remember years ago, I put a video out where John Hopkins was saying, anybody cutting off their penises and putting in a vagina is mentally ill. It's a mental disorder. It's not a choice. And John Hopkins completely came out and said, there isn't any such thing as gender. You're either male or you're female. Period. Surprisingly, I can't find the original article, but I did find this. Former John Hopkins Chief of Psychiatry, transgender movement is collaborating with madness. And now, of course, because this is what they're doing, they're pushing the transgender movement, because transgender, what does that equal? Exactly. Exactly. And to people, these signs and symbols don't mean a lot, but they do. They absolutely do. And you find it really strange that right in the middle of Baphomet's lap is this, sitting right there. It's not a coincidence. It's a warning sign. Signs and symbols rule the earth. I mean, this is the symbol for hospitals, medical, etc., so forth, blah, blah, blah. And then, I mean, really? Hidden in plain sight, but not really hidden. I mean, at this point in the game, people, if you're not catching on to this, you never will. And that's what disturbs me the most. I mean, what's it going to take? I've asked that question. I've asked you that question. It's not going to take anything. All we can do is simply ride the barrel over the falls. There's no way around it, period. But this new variant, EG5, what did Aleister Crowley tell everybody? Learn to walk, talk, speak, and write forward and in reverse. Forward and reverse. This was one of his big things. And this guy was a serious, serious practitioner of Satanism, to the point where Jet Propulsion Lab, JPL, had him on to work with them to open a portal, and they did, and they couldn't close it. And the result of that portal being opened by these wackos was Roswell. 1947, as soon as these guys did their little setup, their occult rituals to open a portal, they did it and didn't close it. And then we started having quote-unquote aliens coming in. Now, I'm redoing this video because it won't upload because the resolution was too high. But here's a little thing I didn't even notice. Crowley was born in 1875 and he died in 1947. That's why they couldn't close the portal, and that's why we ended up having quote-unquote Roswells and all sorts of crazy things in the sky. You see what I'm saying? Making sense now? Yeah. And I say that because the people back in the day that really researched this drew this conclusion. Not me. This isn't my opinion. This isn't a conclusion drawn by scientists who figured this out. They were put on the case to either prove or debunk if UFOs and aliens were real or not. And this is what they came up with. Well, here it is right here. I can't really find it because in this day and age, you're not going to really find it. But Jacques Vallée was put on this case to either debunk or prove if aliens and UFOs were indeed real. And he said that these things were interdimensional. Interdimensional, not interstellar or interplanetary, because there is no interstellar or interplanetary. And once again, let me add this that I didn't notice the first time I did this video. As Vallée put it, we're under a control system. They're in charge. All the mystical experiences people had in the past and accounted in religious books or elsewhere was just them. There are no angels and demons. It's just them. Operate under different physics and shaping our experience through symbolism. You see, this now is 2 years old and it's been messed with. Big time. Everything we see, everything we search for on the internet is censored or changed. You know what I'm saying? It's changed. We're seeing it all the time. He said that other dimensional beings were twisting people into crazy shapes and such. But I never saw him say this. And I was on Jacques Vallée forever. I read and listened to everything he ever put out. But I mean, as time goes by, you get old and you forget stuff. But I digress. At any rate, this right here, EG5, is simply them using this right in front of your face. EG5 is what? Say it with me. It's exactly right. It's 5G. And this is directly across the street from my house. And there is the Mimosa 5G transponder pointing right across the ocean to another one, to another one, and to another one. It's a microwave technology, and it's actually even worse. We don't even know how bad this is, but we know it ain't good. We know it ain't good at all, because this thing killed every single tree that was in its path. Trees that were there since I was a kid. All that used to be trees, they're all gone now. Completely dead. That's what this is. And if you recall, back before my channels got taken down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in a row, I put up a video explaining this pretty much ad nauseum, and then I posted the topic that went to, I can't remember the name of the website, something, I can't remember, it was a serious scientific medical research where you, as a group of scientists or doctors, you study something and then you post it. If you recall, I posted this, and it was all these doctors going, they didn't even know. They didn't catch the correlation. They were saying, you know what's weird? That COVID has the exact same symptoms as being too close to 5G. All the same symptoms. They posted it. They put it up on the website, and it was the only published paper on that website that got taken down. I can't think of the name. It was... I can't think of the name, and if my channel was still around, I'd be able to find it, but I can't. It was on PubMed. There it is. I just figured it out. And it's the 23rd. It's July. It's the year 2020, and you probably thought I forgot about you today, but I didn't. I was supposed to do a live stream with Dr. Andrew Kaufman, MD, earlier today, but he had more pressing things to do, so I let him out of it. He let me cancel last week. He canceled this week. So he'll get to your questions next week. Do you remember back when this first started and the 5G people were like, it's 5G, 5G's what's killing everybody. And I kept saying, no, that's not the deal. Stop saying that, because nothing's killing anybody. They're simply lying. Do you see what I mean? And then YouTubers made really good videos explaining how 5G can constrict your oxygen levels and give you symptoms that they were claiming were COVID-19. Well, the reason they're dragging this out is this. You see this article from PubMed.gov, 5G technology and induction of coronavirus in skin cells. These are all the doctors that wrote for this. In this research, we show that 5G millimeter waves could be observed by dermatological cells acting like antennas. How many times have you heard me say barium, strontium, aluminum are exactly what you would use if you wanted to turn a living, breathing being into a walking antenna? Well, according to the doctors,
5G millimeter waves could be absorbed by dermatologic cells acting like antennas, transfer it to other cells, and play the main role in producing coronaviruses in biological cells. DNA is built from charged electrons and atoms, blah, 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 blah. But long story short, you see this article right here? I've had this for a couple of days, but I wanted to get this article to show you first. These guys are going to keep stretching this out because they're not done putting the 5G up, like I've told you, I don't know how many times. Do you know how I know this? Because I drive around the United States in a really old truck with a bunch of cameras, and I look, and I look, and I talk to everybody. It isn't up yet. It isn't up yet. So they're going to keep stretching this story out as long as they possibly can, so when they do flip on the switch and people do start getting sick, they can say, see, it's the coronavirus. It's not the 5G antichrist system that's working with the biometric vaccine that we're forced everybody to get. You see where we're going with this? This isn't people on YouTube telling you this. This is the National Library of Medicine. This is PubMed.gov telling you this stuff. And yet, it continues to move forward. No one seems to care. It's no big deal whatsoever at all. A new paper published in the Journal of Biological Regulators and Hemostatic Agents posit there may be a unique, casually connected relationship between millimeter wave exposure and coronavirus. Well, I am totally shocked. Well, Richie, when this first started, you were saying 5G. When this first started, they were lying about the amount of people dying, and they still are. What they're doing is getting everybody ready so that when 5G is done and people start having all these symptoms from being bombarded with millimeter waves, they can blame it on the coronavirus. It's brilliant.
There it is. I just figured it out. It was on PubMed. They did the research on it. They didn't realize they were causing any type of an issue, but when their paper got taken down, they probably figured it out. But they completely said, wait a minute, 5G causes the exact same symptoms to a human as the supposed symptoms of COVID-19. Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense? Yeah. You get it now? I hear you. At any rate, seeing this right here is absolutely staggering to me. It's unbelievable. And the fact that people, this isn't a topic. We live in such a jaded society that we are literally living out these books that came out. We are amusing ourselves to death. People don't care about things like this whatsoever at all. And literally, in my day-to-day interactions with people, nobody brings up the topic of aliens. These guys are literally doing this. They're setting the table. Whether you sit down and eat or not, that's up to you. But they're putting it out there. They always put it out there. They've left up things like Dr. Anthony Fauci's report to the New England Journal of Medicine as COVID was becoming a pandemic, where he said the 97.9% recovery rate from COVID. And then nobody seemed to care that when everyone that got their COVID shots got COVID, that wasn't a problem. We've amused ourselves to death. I used to make videos saying, you know what sucks? Scientists just discovered that we bypass goldfish. We now have a less of an attention span than a goldfish. Nobody cared. You remember the old days when I put out videos talking about, hey, these gay people are dressing up and reading books to small children. Nobody cared. And if they did care, they didn't do enough. They just didn't do enough. Everybody wants to talk and read comments and leave things. Time for that is over, man. The bell to stand and fight was when they told us to lock in our houses, and we literally saw National Guardsmen shooting pepper balls or whatever else at people standing in the doorways of their own home. That was the bell. Nobody answered. At any rate, get your money out of the bank. Use the link below. These people will not stare you wrong. Or don't. I'm out. But I'm not out, because seeing how I had to redo this, the resolution was too high and it wouldn't upload on Richie from Boston TV or BitChute whatsoever at all, especially not here in Colorado Springs. So I had to redo it, so I added a few things. So this video is actually better than it was. I found the PubMed thing on BitChute and then I saved it. Any videos that make any sense to you, save them on an external hard drive that you can disconnect, because yeah, they can do that. They can wipe your hard drive. They can mess with you in all sorts of ways, period. Before I end this video, I just want to say thank you to Anna. I want to put a prayer out for Tish and Steve. Steve's going through a hard time and Tish is dealing with it. and also to Mimi Praise and to Sheriff Rick and Debbie up in Idaho, and anybody else that really needs it right now. Say a prayer for these people, because prayers are our only weapons. Get yourself ready, because there's no turning the ship around. There's no turning the ship around. Trump getting indicted, all this other crap that you're seeing on the news is literally meant to distract you and keep you staring at this scrying mirror. I spend as much time as I can surrounded by leaves and dirt and bugs and wild animals and no people when possible. Get out of the house. We're not, this isn't going to change. Nothing's going to change. It's going to continue. They have set this path, and we've already seen the response of humanity. They just go along because it's too inconvenient not to, you know? My show's on tonight. At any rate, I'm out. For real. This time. I swear. I'm out.